It doesn't look like much right now. A big hole in the ground and the beginnings of a tunnel. But over the next 6 years, this construction site at the intersection of Pie-Neuf and Jean Talon will become a new metro station, one of the first built on the island of Montreal in over 20 years.
I've been very candid and honest about this, saying, like, I wish there would have been more public transit. Montrealers are craving for public transit options.
On Tuesday, Mayor Valérie Plante, Société de Transport de Montréal Chair Eric Allan Caldwell, and representatives from the provincial and federal government announced the five new stations that will extend Montreal's Blue Line east. Along Jean Talon, at the intersections of Pie-Neuf, Vieux, Lacordaire, Langelier, and Galerie d'Anjou. The extension will add an extra 6 kilometers to the network for a projected $7.6 billion, bringing better public transit options to Montreal's East End to support those who live there now and those who want to build or move into this neighborhood in transition.
It's going to give a lot of potential for people to choose to live there, to work there. This is very, very positive, and I think it's just the beginning.
Tuesday's announcement was also the unveiling of the five new station names, many of them in honor of the city's cultural communities. There's Vertière, the site of a battle for Haitian independence, Mary Two Acts Early, a Mohawk activist from neighboring Ganawage, Cécira Parisotto, an Italian Montrealer and community builder, Madeleine Perron, trailblazing feminist and syndicalist, and finally, Anjou, the new terminus named after its borough. The STM said this is the first time it's naming stations after people and events rather than just streets and landmarks, as many of the major streets that mark the new stations along Jean Talon are already represented by names along the Green Line further south. But it's also an opportunity for them to highlight the diversity of people who've contributed to making Montreal the city that it is. Here's what Ganawage filmmaker and representative for the family of Mary Two Acts Early, Courtney Montour, had to say about the honor.
It's so meaningful for the family to see that she's being recognized, honored, and remembered for her work by the city of Montreal. So many people are going to pass by that every day and going to see and know what a First Nations woman did, Mary from Ganawage.
Outside the press conference, at the construction site itself, you could feel the excitement too.
There's something magical about, you know, doing all this civil work, all this construction, and the benefit to society too after that is, it's gratifying.
Patrick Chandonia is a construction manager for Mobilité Bleu Horizon, the consortium of three firms from Quebec and France that are handling the construction. He couldn't say whether the 2031 end date for the project will actually be met. It's still early on. But he did tell reporters they hope to start tunneling next April.
All five stations, the work has started. This one is the one that's the most advanced. This is where the TBM is going to start, tunnel boring machine. And then after that, all the other stations, they're following, basically.
The Blue Line extension is a long time coming. It's been discussed since the 1980s. And this latest announcement comes just as Mayor Valérie Plante's 8 years in office wind down. Plante has been vocal in advocating for more and more accessible public transit, but hasn't always been able to secure provincial funding. She told reporters she hopes the Blue Line extension is just the start of a wave of public transit projects for the city.
Ultimately, we cannot wait another 20 years or when this project is over to start.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.